Chapter 12. I call upon you, therefore, brethren, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a sacrifice, living, sanctified, acceptable to God, your intelligent service. And be not conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, for your proving what is the will of God, the good, and acceptable, and perfect. For I say, through the grace that was given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think above what it behoveth to think, but to think so as to think wisely, as to each God did deal a measure of faith. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members have not the same office, so we, the many, one body are in Christ, and members each one of one another. And having gifts, different according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministration, in the ministration, or he who is teaching, in the teaching, or he who is exhorting, in the exhortation, he who is sharing, in simplicity, he who is leading, in diligence, he who is doing kindness, in cheerfulness. The love unfeigned, abhorring the evil, cleaving to the good. In the love of brethren, to one another kindly affectioned, in the honor going before one another. In the diligence not slothful, in the spirit fervent, the Lord serving. In the hope rejoicing, in the tribulation enduring, in the prayer persevering. To the necessities of the saints communicating, the hospitality pursuing. Bless those persecuting you, bless, and curse not. To rejoice with the rejoicing, and to weep with the weeping. Of the same mind one toward another, not minding the high things, but with the lowly going along, become not wise in your own conceit. Giving back to no one evil for evil, providing right things before all men. If possible, so far as in you, with all men being in peace. Not avenging yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath, for it hath been written, vengeance is mine. I will recompense again, saith the Lord. If, then, thine enemy doth hunger, feed him, if he doth thirst, give him drink, for this doing, coals of fire thou shalt heap upon his head. Be not overcome by the evil, but overcome, in the good, the evil.